Title: Roller Groove from Note Repetition and Gaps Advanced. Alright, welcome in. Today we're building an advanced drum and bass roller groove in Ableton Live, and the focus is super specific. How you get that never stops moving feeling from two things that sound almost too simple to matter. 1. Note repetition. Little micromotifs that loop like an engine. 2. Intentional gaps. Negative space that creates suction and push-pull. If you've ever written constant 16th hats and thought, why does this feel like a flat loop instead of a roller? This is the fix. By the end, you'll have a 16-bar roller around 174 BPM, with a clean kick and snare backbone, a tight repeating hat motif that feels faster than it is, ghost notes that create life, and just enough swing and micro-timing to feel human without turning into random mush. Let's go. First, set your tempo to 174 BPM. Create a MIDI track and load a drum rack. Keep it simple. Kick, snare, closed hat or shaker, an open hat or ride, and a ghost snare or rim or click. You can always extract chains later if you want individual mixer channels, but for now, one rack is fast. If you like working with returns, set up two. Return A is a short room. You want glue, not wash. Think under a second decay, a little pre-delay, and filter it. Cut low so the room doesn't cloud your punch, and shave the extreme high so it doesn't turn into fizzy steam. Return B is a parallel crush. Saturation into a glue compressor, then high pass it so you're only crushing mids and highs. This return is for attitude, not for adding low-end chaos. Now, step 1. Build the backbone. Make a 1-bar loop. Kick on beat 1. Snare on beat 2 and beat 4. That's your spine. You can add an extra kick around 3-ish, like 1.3.3 or 1.3.4, but be tasteful. A roller lives in the tops and the ghosts. If the low end is doing gymnastics, the roll won't read as forward motion. It'll read as busy. Now step 2, the repeating hat motif. This is the engine. Put a closed hat on every 16th note for 1 bar. Yes, all of them. Don't judge it yet. Now we sculpt. We're going to create a repeat pattern inside the repeat pattern. One of the most reliable roller illusions is accenting every 3 hits against a straight 16th grid. It hints at triplet energy without actually going triplets. So in your 16 steps, boost velocity on steps 1, 4, 7, 10, 13, and 16. Pull down everything else. As a starting point, put your accents around 95 to 115. Put the non-accents around 35 to 65. You can tweak based on your samples, but the concept is a few leaders, lots of followers. Now tighten the note lengths. This is a huge detail people skip. Short hats feel faster. Long hats smear and turn into a blanket. Shorten most hats to something tiny, like 10 to 35 milliseconds. Let your accented hats be slightly longer, like 40 to 70 milliseconds, so they speak just a little more. In Ableton, MIDI note length is perfect for this. And the velocity MIDI effect can add a tiny bit of random, like 5 to 12, so it breathes, but don't overdo it. Quick coaching note. Velocity is basically your groove compressor. Before you add more notes, try pulling non-accents down by 5 to 15 and pushing only 2 accents slightly higher. You'll be shocked how much speed appears without increasing density. Now step 3. The key technique. Carve gaps. If your hats are constant 16ths with no silence, the groove often feels like a metronome with a sample pack. Rollers need strategic missing teeth. Those gaps create suction into important hits, especially snares. Pick 2 to 4 places in the bar where the hat does not play, and make it consistent. The consistency is what makes it feel like an engine. Random missing notes usually feel like mistakes. Great starting points. Remove a hat just before the snare, like 1.1.4 leading into the beat 2 snare. Try also removing 1.3.4 leading into the beat 4 snare, or remove a hat right after the snare, like 1.2.2 or 1.4.2, so the snare has a tiny moment to dominate. Here's a teacher trick. Loop that 1 bar and listen quietly. Not quiet, because you're being polite to your ears. Quiet, because it reveals whether the groove is self-propelling. If at low volume you still feel the roll running, it's working. If it collapses, your accents and gaps aren't doing enough work yet. And another advanced concept, gap waiting. Not all gaps have to be full silence. A heavy gap is where you delete the note and also shorten the note before it, so it feels like a vacuum pulling you into the next hit. A light gap is where you keep the note but drop its velocity near zero, so it feels like a choke instead of a hole. If you alternate heavy and light gaps in a repeating pattern, your groove stays predictable, but it breathes. Now step 4, ghost notes that repeat. This is where the roller stops sounding like a loop and starts sounding like a drummer's nervous system. Pick a ghost snare or a rim click. Place it at low velocity in one of these spots. 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, or 1.4.3. Choose one position and repeat at every bar. That's your motif. Then add a second ghost note that only happens every two bars, just to create a sentence instead of a single word. Velocity-wise, ghosts live down at like 10 to 35. If you can clearly hear it as a snare pattern, it's too loud. You want it to feel like texture and implication. Now go advanced. Micro-timing. Nudge one repeating ghost a little late, like plus 5 to 12 milliseconds, to add drag. Nudge another ghost slightly early, like minus 3 to 8 milliseconds, for urgency. But there's a rule. Pick one lane to be the reference engine. Usually, that's your closed hat. Keep it mostly tight and consistent. Let other lanes be the rubber. If everything is nudged, nothing feels like time. Now step 5, add a secondary top layer with gaps. This is your air. Add an open hat on the offbeats. 1.1.3, 1.2.3, 1.3.3, 1.4.3. Then remove one of them consistently every bar. For example, always remove 1.4.3, or remove it every two bars. That repeating absence becomes part of the groove identity. Filter the open hat so it doesn't fight the snare and doesn't add unnecessary low mid. Auto-filter in high-pass mode around 400 to 800 HC is a great start. Keep it short. Use simpler decay if the sample rings too long. And one more pro feel tip. Keep your core hat engine near mono. Timing cues feel faster when they're centered and stable. If you want width, widen the secondary layer, like the open hat or a noise air layer, not the core tick. Now step 6. Groove and humanization, but controlled. Groove pool option. Grab something like MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60. Apply it to the hat clip. Keep timing amount moderate, like 10 to 25%. Velocity influence low, like 0 to 10. Random almost nothing, like 0 to 5. We're not trying to simulate 10 different drummers. We're trying to create one repeating feel. Or do deliberate micro timing. Pick two or three specific hat hits and always push them earlier into snares, and lay a couple back after snares. The keyword is consistent. Consistent equals roller. Random equals messy. Now step 7. Lock the drum bus with stock tools. On your drums group, start with EQ. High pass gently around 25 to 35 HC, just to remove useless rumble. If it's boxy, dip a little around 250 to 400 HC. If you need air, a tiny shelf around 8 to 12 KHC, but be careful, rollers can turn harsh fast. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15 depending on how aggressive you want it. Crunch to taste. Be careful with boom and DNB, because usually your bass owns the sub. Adjust damp to keep the top end from ripping your head off. Then glue compressor, gentle. Ratio 2:1, attack around 3 ms, release auto or around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. You're aiming for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction, just enough to make it feel like one kit. Limiter only is safety. Catch peaks, don't flatten the drums. Quick darker DNB pro moves. Lightly sent hats and ghosts to your parallel crush return for grit. Sidechain hats slightly from the snare, just 1 to 2 dB of ducking, so the snare always feels like it owns the room. And if you want continuity in the gaps without adding more hat hits, use a tiny filtered noise layer that only plays where you removed hats. Super quiet. It's more psychological than audible. Now step 8. Arrangement over 16 bars. This is where you avoid the wallpaper loop. Bars 1 to 4. Establish your core motif. Don't change it. Bars 5 to 8. Add one extra ghost note every two bars. Bars 9 to 12. Swap one gap position. Same concept. You feel. Bars 13 to 16. Keep the engine intact, but at the end of bar 16, add a tiny hat burst that implies 1/32 energy. Only at the turnaround, so it feels like a lead-in, not a new baseline density. If you want a controlled fill without rewriting MIDI, beat repeat can do it. Interval 1 bar, grid 1/16 or 1/32, chance low like 10 to 25%, and automated on only for that one moment. That's how you get spice without losing the roller identity. Before we wrap, common mistakes to avoid. No negative space. Constant hats with no gaps usually feel flat. Random timing everywhere. Too much humanize breaks the engine. Ghost notes too loud. They should be felt, not heard as a second snare pattern. Over wide tops. It smears your transient cues and steals snare punch. Too much reverb. Rollers want tight rooms. and a kick pattern that fights the roll. Keep the low and supportive. Mini practice, 20 minutes. Do this and you'll level up fast. Make a 1 bar straight 16th hat line. Choose one accent cycle, every 3 notes for that roller engine, every 4 for more rigid, or every 5 for an advanced shifting feel. Remove exactly 3 hat hits as gaps and loop it. Add 1 repeating coast snare and nudge it 8 milliseconds late. Duplicate to 8 bars and change only one thing in bar 8, like 1 gap position, as a turnaround. Your goal, even with a simple kick and snare, it should feel like the groove is pulling you forward. Final recap. Repetition creates the engine. Repeating accents, repeating gap logic, repeating ghost placements. Gaps create groove, suction, contrast, and bigger snares without turning them up. Velocity contour and note length shape motion more than adding more notes. Use controlled swing and consistent micro timing. Consistent feel beats random humanization every time. And arrange with small, repeatable changes so the roller evolves without breaking continuity. If you tell me what lane you're aiming for, like liquid roller, jump up, deep minimal, or jungle, I can give you a specific 2-bar MIDI blueprint with exact placements and a matching drum rack processing approach.